Chapter 6 Review. A char variable can represent a character, and so we can represent a string with an array of chars. We call a string represented as an array of chars a C-string. A C-string that ends with a null character is called a null terminating string. We mark the end so we can determine when the C-string ends. The ability to figure out when a string ends is important when navigating the elements of the string. You can expect a few questions on the exam where you will have to understand the existence of the null character and what it means. You will also need to know how to use standard C++ string functions described in the textbook that act on char arrays. Standard String is a class that uses char arrays internally. It hides any dynamic memory that might need to be done behind the scenes, and it provides many methods which turn out to be clearer and more convenient to use than the standard library C-string functions. For the exam, you are expected to know how to use the standard string methods that are described in the textbook. Member functions are similar to non-member functions, except a hidden pointer to the object, which invoked the method, is passed into a hidden parameter of the function. Thus, the hidden pointer parameter, which is given the name this, points to the object which invoked the method. In this way, the member function can access the data members of the object that called it via the this pointer. The static keyword has several meanings, which all depend upon context. A static function variable is initialized once at the program start and persists across function calls. It is not destroyed until the program ends. A static variable declared inside a class is a universal class variable that is not part of the objects of that class, but rather is associated to the class name itself. A method can be made static as well. A static method is not associated with any particular object instance and therefore does not have a hidden this pointer parameter. Rather, a static method is associated with the class name itself. We refer to class variables and methods using the scope resolution operator. Class name, scope resolution operator, identifier. For the exam, you should know how a static variable works when declared in a function, and know how reference counting is implemented using a static class variable. Namespaces are used to organize groups of related code and prevent code name clashes. You can create your own namespaces using the namespace keyword. Any class definitions, function declarations, or variable declarations made inside the namespace scope become contained in that namespace. Enumerated types are used when we want to create a variable that can only be assigned a few select values. For example, a variable of type day should only be assigned Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Any other value would not make sense for a day type. An enumerated type can be defined with the enum keyword.